Hi, my name is Jamari Patterson. I'll be here interviewing Chris. Say hi, Chris.
Hi.
We'll be talking about the LGBTQ community. So let's get right into it. Chris, when did you feel comfortable coming out to the world about, like, you know, the LGBTQ thing?
I felt pretty much comfortable when I was 100% sure about my sexuality.
Speaking of sexuality, what do you think, like, is there a difference between, like sex and gender? Like, do you think there's a difference between them?
In terms of sexuality, I see a difference in gender, because if you feel one way about your body and somebody else feels different about it, there's a big difference there.
True. All right, so to start, do you think, like, the term that's so gay, like, so offensive to some people, even though, like, people mean no offense about it?
That's so gay.
Like, that's so gay.
I think if it's directed in a negative way towards somebody, I think it's all about the context it's presented in.
Speaking of phrases, does the phrase no homo also offend you or no?
The phrase no homo.
Like, given this problem, say, like, it's two friends, right? They're both boys. Mm-hmm. And then they say something like, oh, bro, you mad cute, no homo. Like, do you think that's offensive or, like, they're just joking?
I see that as offensive because, I mean, it once I came out to the world, and, you know, I too would be joking about these things, there would be major offense taken by everybody else when I said, you know, you and your buddy were just talking about, hey, no homo. And I was like, hey, no homo, but I'm a...
pretty homo, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you. Does the LGBTQ flag mean anything to you?
The LGBTQ flag means a lot to me. I mean, you know, it's kind of representing our independence as a pretty much society. America, when they won the revolution, they had a flag to represent that they were a free society. Why can't, you know, people hate on the LGBTQ flag, but we're showing our independence.
That's good. Did people accept your decision? Like, after you came out?
Family? Yes, they supported my decisions. But complete, like, strangers at school completely disagreed with my decision.
Back to the phrases, one more phrase. How do you feel about using the phrase coming out the closet?
I feel like it shouldn't be used because, I mean, you know, it's not that you're coming out of a closet literally. It's that you're coming out about the way you feel and the way you think your personality should be represented.
All right. Getting more into personal stuff, I guess. How do you feel about people asking about, like, previous lovers of the same gender as you, if you're okay with answering this question?
I don't mind people asking me about my relationships or the current relationship I'm in with a person of the same gender. I mean, you know, everybody's free and everybody has a decision about their, you know, feelings and stuff on things. And if I want to express that I'm with this person because, you know, I truly have feelings for them, other people, shouldn't be in a relationship, you know? It's like a one-on-one relationship. Like, I mean, if we were having a conversation, me and you, and then somebody butted in with the opposite opinion,
it's irrelevant. We don't care. All right, so for Pride Month, do you participate in it or not? And if so, like, what do you do for Pride Month?
you know, I am a fairly new member of the LGBTQ. I've only been a member for, I don't know, let's see, came out June, and, you know, Pride was pretty much in the midst of that. And when I feel that it's time that I want to partake in these activities, I will. And I will truly embrace the way I feel about these things.
That's good, that's good.
Do you still consider yourself, like, part of the community, even though, like, you're, like, rare, like, you're new to it? So, like, are you, like, consider yourself, like, officially in the community? Or, like just partially?
I'm 100% sure about my sexuality and being bi. I do support my decision as being fully in the community, since I'm 100% sure about these things.
Alright, so when you were first open about your sexuality, who did you tell first?
My first thought was, really, who should I tell about this? And when I was 100% sure, I told one of the teachers at school. The first person I came out to was Dr. G.
Why Dr. G? Why not, like, a school counselor?
Because me and Dr. G had a certain connection other than being complete strangers. Like, me and the school counselor are, like, we've never sat down one-on-one. Me and Dr. G, you know, she was my advisor last year, and I just felt comfortable telling her.
I would feel comfortable, like, if I was, like, in your shoes, I would feel comfortable telling, like, the person I'm, like, closest to. So, I get where you're coming from. Thanks for joining me, Chris. It was nice having you. Hope you have a wonderful day.
No problem.